From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Recovery efforts continue on the United States island territory of Puerto Rico. Latin American service reporter Celia Mendoza is in the capital of San Juan and describes the scene.
This is Ocean Park. It's still flooded. Some of the areas close to the ocean. This gas station is completely destroyed and people is not able to come back to their homes. One of the biggest problems right here is the fact that this water is actually sewer water. And it is a problem because residents that try to come back to their homes won't be able to do it, especially because we're talking about the possibility of diseases, cholera, Zika, all these problems that could spark up because of this situation. I'm Celia Mendoza from San Juan, Puerto Rico for VOA News.
Spanish police are trying to head off efforts by residents of Catalonia to hold a banned independence referendum Sunday. Pascal Davies has an update of what's taking place the day before the vote.
Scuffles breaking out in Barcelona between Catalan independent supporters and those against a vote for an independent state. But they were met with those who think the referendum must go ahead. Families spent the night in schools with their children and say they won't leave until Sunday to keep them open for voters. Tens of thousands of Catalans are expected to attempt to vote in a ballot that will have no legal status, as it's been blocked by Spain's constitutional court.
That's reporter Pascal Davies. Follow Voice of America on social media platforms for more news stories and videos. This is VOA News.